Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Today's message, Back to Basics. What Do We Believe is by our own Reverend Marilyn Sprague.
I'm opening this morning because this week events have unfolded that I think are heavy on our hearts. For anyone that has watched the news, we've heard of murder in a quiet neighborhood in Minneapolis, where I lived for over two decades. We've heard of people shot in Portland, abandoned, no medical care called, where they had to seek medical care on their own. These were federal border agents. And so we've also watched the public outcry, the thousands of demonstrations that echo the words of California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is not normal. This is unacceptable. And so I know this is heavy on our hearts. And yet I'm asking us to really listen to today's message because it's more relevant than ever. What do we believe? Because belief influences whether fear or wisdom guides us forward. Belief influences whether we stand in faith, in truth, in conviction and clarity, or whether we constrict and say nothing. Belief influences how we respond to pain. So the question today, what do we believe, has moved from an inquiry into spirit compelling us to look at what we believe and what we plan on doing in activating our belief. Because now is the time to stand in truth. Now is the time to set aside false beliefs in limitation, in fear, in doubt, in uncertainty. Now is the time, as my favorite metaphysical teacher, Emma Curtis Hopkins, tells us, turn from the face of appearances and hold steadfast to truth. We here in this community have the opportunity to stand steadfast in truth. And it depends upon whether we believe in truth or false appearances. Ernest Holmes, founder of Science of Mind, says, our belief sets the limit to our demonstration of a principle, which of itself is without limit. It is not a question of its willingness nor of its ability. It is entirely a question of our receptivity. So today, we ask the question, what do we believe? And at the heart of the answer to this is that science of mind is a philosophy of empowerment. It teaches us that each of us has the power to choose and the freedom to be. The Declaration of Principles is not a list of doctrines to defend. It isn't a dogma that science of mind says you must believe or you don't fit in. It is an invitation. And what is that invitation? It's an invitation to awaken to our divinity, to recognize our creative capacity, and to live consciously in the world, just as it is, right where we are. And so often, awakening doesn't happen by adding something to or gaining more information. It happens by stepping back, seeing truth that has always been there from a much bigger perspective. So to help us have a little illustration of this, I'm going to ask you to imagine that you're seeing a beautiful ancient tapestry. And from the distance, it is exquisite. The colors are vibrant. The pattern flows seamlessly. It's a work of art. And you're amazed and in awe of its beauty. And now I invite you to imagine that you walk up close to it. You get behind the front of that tapestry. And what you see are all these threads that seemingly look like chaos, weaving in and out. Some are just sort of ending in the middle of nothing. There's no pattern. It looks messy, maybe even ugly. But guess what? It's all a part of that tapestry. And so even though seeing the back of this beautiful piece of art, we know that there is a beautiful design that exists. And so let's think of science of mind as a tapestry. It's not a new tapestry. It invites us to step back from the world of appearances and see the pattern of truth that has always, always, and forever exists. There is one infinite good. There is one life that is forever and ever expressing, even in the midst of chaos. And so when we do step back and look at that truth, that there is one life, that life is God, and that life is forever expressing, we discover something essential. We are not powerless. We are not powerless observers of life. You know, this is not a, what do you want to say, if you go to a stadium, a spectator sport. Life is not a spectator sport. So when we step back, we recognize that we carry the power to choose how we interpret to see. And through that choice, the choices that we choose to make, we claim our freedom to be aligned with truth rather than fear. And this is why belief in truth matters. So in the remaining time we share together, we'll explore a few essential threads of that beautiful tapestry known as science of mind. We're going to take a look at belief as creative power. We're going to take a look at why belief matters, especially now. We'll take a look at the golden thread that runs through spiritual wisdom and what we believe about God, creation, the law of good, and our role in the midst of it all. And we're going to conclude not with an explanation or a recitation of our Declaration of Principles. We are going to experience a contemplative experiential where we get to absorb the inherent truth in our principles. So let us begin. So where does science of mind begin? Always with awareness. Life is from the inside out. So science of mind teaches us that belief, the beliefs we choose, are creative. It has creative power. And so belief is not passive. Belief is creative power. It is the first place we exercise our power to choose. And that doorway is the doorway to our freedom to be. So Ernest Holmes, our founder, writes in Science of Mind, "We are bound because we are first free. The power which appears to bind us is the only power in the universe that can free us." So belief is the lens through which we see the world. That belief determines whether we see chaos or whether we see that larger pattern of a beautiful tapestry that is life itself, that larger pattern of good forever and ever unfolding. And so every belief is an act of choice. And when belief aligns with truth, God is, I am, freedom follows. And so I want to pause here for a minute because we're going to look at why belief matters. The last time I spoke, I shared with you that I had this lovely card set that I got at Unity Village when several of us went to attend the open house of our Science of Mind archives at Unity Village. And at that time, one of the 12 powers, it's a set of 12 powers, was faith. Well, every week since I last spoke, every week I focus on one of those powers. And guess what this week's power is? Faith. Don't you just love it when divine order just happens to place right in your lap the exact practice, the exact principle that is so relevant and is so necessary to what it is that we're experiencing? And so I've added to my spiritual practice since the last time I shared with you about my little card deck, and that is I found a book. The author is, I believe his name is William Warsh. And the book is How to Use Your 12 Gifts from God. Because the little card set was really meaningful and explained each of the powers, but I needed a little expansion, a little ability to say, well, how can I apply this in my everyday life? And so what he said is that which you believe. So again, a belief, whether it's love, fear, hate, peace, at the subconscious level, determines your conscious perception of reality. So what he's telling us is that what we believe that is often beneath our awareness shapes how we see the world. It influences our viewpoints, our attitudes, what we expect from life. Do we expect good and more good? Or do we think that it's limited, not enough, not for me? And in his writing, he goes on to make a very important distinction. He says there is a difference, a big difference, between belief and faith. He tells us that we can believe anything we want. We can believe in chaos or order. We can believe in despair or possibility. We can believe in sickness or health. He said, but faith is totally different. He said, faith is our God-given capacity to draw good from the invisible into the visible. Faith does not operate through fear. Faith aligns only with God and only with good. And so here's the essential insight. Belief activates faith. So when we believe in God, when we believe in the law of good, guess what we're activating? We're activating limitless potential. We're activating peace, harmony, joy, love, wholeness, abundance. Because faith only activates good. So we get to choose. Do we believe in God and good? Or do we believe in fear and appearances? Always remember, belief determines our experience. So if we're experiencing things that are not of the truth, we get to choose a different belief. We get to shift our belief to God, to the law of good, to lavish unfailing abundance, to limitless potential. And our faith goes to work and activates and brings that good into our life. So this is not passive spirituality. This is not theoretical. This is practical spirituality. We are always at choice, and we get to choose what we believe. And always remember, if we believe in the truth, faith goes to work and draws from the invisible that good into the visible. We have that kind of power. And this is why this teaching that I love so much, this teaching Science of Mind, comes through the ages, across traditions, centuries, and cultures. And it's because of the dynamics between belief, faith, and the consciousness. And Science of Mind teaches us. It impels us to activate our power to choose and our freedom to be. And so this is where we move into what Ernest Holmes called the golden thread of truth. So where do the principles of Science of Mind come from? He actively states, I mean, he didn't say he made it up himself. I mean, says, you know, he did a lot of research. He synthesized a whole lot of wisdom. And he said, if we were to examine the basic principles of the religions of the world, we would find a great similarity. Each points to one central life from whose self-existence all draw their livingness. So what do we believe in Science of Mind? We believe in one life, one presence, one intelligence. It's not distance, it's not out there. I don't need to beg or plead or do penance or go to confession or do any of that. There is one life. It is not divided, so there is no separation. It's not God out there and me here, and I need an intercessory to make contact. No. There's one life, one presence, one intelligence. And it is God living life in, through, and as each of us. And that's the belief that matters when we take a look at a world in chaos, because it means wisdom is available in every situation at every point. It means compassion is possible. It means peace is at the very heart of every situation, awaiting our welcome mat, and our choices matter. And so this brings us to, what does science of mind believe about creation, the law of good, and our role in it? Isn't it exciting? There's all this great wisdom, and we're right in the midst of it. So let's go back to that beautiful tapestry. When we view from the lens of truth, we begin to understand that we're not outside of that pattern. We're not separate from it. We're not spectators. We are an integral thread in the midst of that beautiful tapestry that is forever taking form. Our life matters. We are weaving a pattern through that tapestry, because creation isn't finished. Creation is happening right now through each of us, not just some, not just one, not somebody who has power, not somebody who has no power. We know that we all have power, but positional power. It's happening right through us. We get to decide the meaning we assign to an event. We get to decide the beliefs we choose. And it is through our consciousness we bring to this moment, this time in history, our freedom, our power to choose, and our freedom to be. This is why alignment, when I talk about alignment, this is why it matters. Because our belief in truth influences our experience of the world. It means that our belief in truth, wherever we are, our presence is bringing that light of truth. It diminishes the ripple of fear. It diminishes the ripple of chaos. It brings harmony. It brings peace right in the center of what appears to be discord, chaos, hate, confusion, disruption, and all things that we're all shaken by when we look at current news. And science of mind reminds us, we are not merely here to react or to retreat. We are here to make a conscious choice. And it also tells us that there is a law of good. So every choice we make, that law of good, guess what it says? It always says yes. Always. It's not going to ask us, are you sure? Maybe did you think about that? Did you do your research on that? Maybe you better go back to the drawing board on that. It's not going to tell us that. When we make a choice, when we stand in a belief in truth, Spirit says yes and moves the entire universe to deliver good from the invisible to the visible. That's how powerful we are. And we get to choose. So that brings us to our Declaration of Principles. At our very core, science of mind affirms something that ancient and radical teachings, God is the living spirit, present and through all creation. That means we are individualizations of spirit. Each of us is a divine idea in the mind of God. Each of us, a divine idea in the mind of God. And so these principles were first published by Dr. Ernest Holmes in 1927. Not as a creed to enforce, you must believe, but as a living articulation of truth meant to empower each of us. Not power for the organization, not power for some. Science of Mind is a philosophy of empowerment for each of us. And so this morning, I'm feeling like it's evening, I'm choosing to conclude our time together this morning, not with a recitation of the Declaration of Principles, like handing you a copy and let's read together. No. I'm going to conclude with a contemplative experiential, one where Ken has graciously agreed to play background music, and where you get to allow the words of the Declaration of Principles. They're adapted somewhat because I didn't believe in recitation of the 13 principles. You get to allow the truth embedded in those principles to soak in, to wash over you, to soothe, to assuage any fear, to harmonize. And so I invite you to soften your attention, for there is nothing to analyze, nothing to repeat aloud. Simply relax, listen, and receive. We believe in God, the living Spirit Almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, self-existent cause. There's one life, one presence, one intelligence. This one life is not separate from creation. It is the very source and substance of all that is, expressing as galaxies and atoms, as oceans and breath, and expressing as each of us. We believe in the oneness of all life, that there is no place where God is not. We believe that consciousness shapes experience, that belief activates faith, and that faith draws our good from the invisible to the visible plane. We believe that limitless good is not withheld. It is revealed as our consciousness aligns with truth. And we believe that this life, this intelligence, this creative presence is expressing as each of us, right here, right now. And as we live this truth, we claim our power to choose and our freedom to be. So let us just allow that to enter into our consciousness for just a few seconds. And ever so gently, I invite you to return to this moment. And we return to a world as it is, a world that is grieving the death of Renee Good, a world witnessing violence and protest, a world aching for justice and dignity. And so as you return your awareness to this room, let us always remember that science of mind does not ask us to look away. And it doesn't ask us to collapse in despair either. It invites us to be awake, to be conscious, and to be anchored in truth. We do not deny pain. We do not turn away from grief. We hold it in truth that God is limitless good and fully present right here, right now. And again, this is not passive spirituality. This is empowerment. And this is what we believe. Each of us is created with the power to choose. Each of us is endowed with the freedom to be. And now, exactly now, in these times, is the time to embrace the truth. God is, I am. So let us pray. There is one life, one mind of infinite potential, one power, one presence. Its essence is love. It is source, substance, and supply of all that is seen and all that is unseen. And I know that this one life is the source, the substance, and supply of my life. There is absolutely no separation. And as I know this truth of my life, I know it to be the truth of each person in the sound of my voice. One life expressing as each of us a divine idea in the mind of God. And so in the knowingness that there is no separation, the power, the presence, the love, the peace, the harmony that is the truth of spirit is the truth of each of our lives. And so I claim and affirm and I speak my word for and about this very time. That even in the face of appearances of chaos, destruction, violence, harm, Spirit is fully present, and that eternal good that is love, that is peace, that is harmony is available and ready for us to make a conscious choice to say yes to truth. I claim and affirm that we make a conscious choice to believe that there is only one power, there is only one presence, and it is good revealing itself eternally. And in that belief, we activate our faith. We activate our capacity to draw good from the invisible to the visible. I claim and affirm that the love that is the truth of spirit enfolds, protects, and guides the family members of Renee Good, for the community that witnessed a shooting in their peaceful neighborhood. I claim and affirm the divine guidance and protection as we move forward in these uncertain times. I affirm that peace, harmony, joy is readily available. I affirm that each of us has the power to choose and the freedom to be in alignment with truth. And I am so grateful for knowing that there is one life. That life is God. That life is perfect. That life is revealing itself as my life, revealing itself as each of our life, for each is a divine idea in the mind of God. And I place this word into the activity and action of the law of good, that is the eternal servant of spirit. This law of good that knows one and only one response, which is yes, my beloved. And so in the knowingness that spirit is already moving to the fulfillment of this prayer, that in spirit it is already fulfilled, with absolute certitude and conviction, together we say, and so it is. Thank you for the privilege of being with you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.